Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Thursday, November 11th, Origami Day. Origami Day is celebrated to coincide with the birthday of Lillian Oppenheimer, the founder of the first origami group in the United States. Origami has been used as a beacon of hope, with the tradition of folding 1,000 paper cranes for people who are in the hospital fighting cancer, for instance. The first known historical reference to a paper model is in a poem. A butterfly design was referenced in connection to Shinto weddings. In Europe, it was napkin folding that was all the rage, a tradition that was abundant during the 17th and 18th centuries. You have probably folded a paper airplane, but have you ever wondered about the history of origami? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. Origami is the art of paper folding, which is often associated with Japanese culture. In modern usage, the word origami is used as an inclusive term for all folding practices, regardless of their culture of origin. The goal is to transform a flat square sheet of paper into a finished sculpture through folding and sculpting techniques. Modern origami practitioners generally discourage the use of cuts, glue, or markings on the paper. Origami folders often use the Japanese word kirigami to refer to designs that use cuts. The small number of basic origami folds can be combined in a variety of ways to make intricate designs. The best-known origami model is the Japanese paper crane. In general, these designs begin with a square sheet of paper whose sides may be of different colors, prints, or patterns. Traditional Japanese origami, which has been practiced since the Edo period, 1603 to 1867, has often been less strict about these conventions, sometimes cutting the paper or using non-square shapes to start with. The principles of origami are also used in stents, packaging, and other engineering applications. Distinct paper folding traditions arose in Europe, China, and Japan, which have been well documented by historians. These seem to have been mostly separate traditions, until the 20th century. In China, traditional funerals often include the burning of folded paper, most often representations of gold nuggets, yuan bao. The practice of burning paper representations instead of full-scale wood or clay replicas dates from the Song Dynasty, 905 to 1125 CE, though it is not clear how much folding was involved. In Japan, the earliest unambiguous reference to a paper model is in a short poem by Ihara Saikoku in 1680, which mentions a traditional butterfly design used during Shinto weddings. Folding filled some ceremonial functions in Edo period Japanese culture. Noshi were attached to gifts, much like greeting cards are used today. This developed into a form of entertainment. The first two instructional books published in Japan are clearly recreational. In Europe, there was a well-developed genre of napkin folding, which flourished during the 17th and 18th centuries. After this period, this genre declined and was mostly forgotten. Historian Joan Solars attributes this to the introduction of porcelain, which replaced complex napkin folds as a dinner table status symbol among the nobility. However, some of the techniques and bases associated with this tradition continued to be a part of European culture, Folding was a significant part of Friedrich Froebel's kindergarten method, and the designs published in connection with his curriculum are stylistically similar to the napkin fold repertoire. Another example of early origami in Europe is the parraita, a stylized bird whose origins date from at least the 19th century. When Japan opened its borders in the 1860s, as part of a modernization strategy, they imported Froebel's kindergarten system, and with it, German ideas about paper folding. This included the ban on cuts and the starting shape of a bicolored square. These ideas, and some of the European folding repertoire, were integrated into the Japanese tradition. Before this, traditional Japanese sources use a variety of starting shapes, often had cuts, and if they had color or markings, these were added after the model was folded. In the early 1900s, Akira Yoshizawa, Kosho Uchiyama, and others began creating and recording original origami works. Akira Yoshizawa in particular was responsible for several innovations, such as wet folding and the Yoshizawa randlet diagramming system, and his work inspired a renaissance of the art form. During the 1980s, several folders started systematically studying the mathematical properties of folded forms, which led to a rapid increase in the complexity of origami models. Starting in the late 20th century, there has been a renewed interest in understanding the behavior of folding matter, both artistically and scientifically. The new origami, which distinguishes it from old craft practices, has had a rapid evolution due to the contribution of computational mathematics and the development of techniques such as box pleating, tessellations, and wet folding. Artists like Robert J. Lang, Eric Demain, Saifo Mbona, Gieng Ding, Paul Jackson, and others, are frequently cited for advancing new applications of the art. The computational facet, and the interchanges through social networks, where new techniques and designs are introduced, have raised the profile of origami in the 21st century. Many origami books begin with a description of basic origami techniques which are used to construct the models. This includes simple diagrams of basic folds like valley and mountain folds, pleats, reverse folds, squash folds, and sinks. There are also standard named bases that are used in a wide variety of models. For instance, the bird base is an intermediate stage in the construction of the flapping bird. Additional bases are the preliminary base, square base, fish base, water bomb base, and frog base. Almost any lamina, flat, material can be used for folding. The only requirement is that it should hold a crease. Origami paper, often referred to as kami, Japanese for paper, is sold in prepackaged squares of various sizes ranging from 2.5 cm, 1 in, to 25 cm, 10 in, or more. It is commonly colored on one side and white on the other, however, dual-colored and patterned versions exist and can be used effectively for color-changed models. Origami paper weighs slightly less than copy paper, making it suitable for a wider range of models. Normal copy paper with weights of 70 to 90 g/m2, 19 to 24 pounds, can be used for simple folds, such as the crane and water bomb. Heavier weight papers of 100 g/m2, approximately 25 pounds, or more can be wet folded. This technique allows for more rounded sculpting of the model, which becomes rigid and sturdy when it is dry. Foil-backed paper, as its name implies, is a sheet of thin foil glued to a sheet of thin paper. Related to this is tissue foil, which is made by gluing a thin piece of tissue paper to kitchen aluminium foil. The second piece of tissue can be glued onto the reverse side to produce a tissue foil tissue sandwich. Foil-backed paper is available commercially, but not tissue foil, it must be handmade. Both types of foil materials are suitable for complex models. Washi is the traditional origami paper used in Japan. Washi is generally tougher than ordinary paper made from wood pulp and is used in many traditional arts. Washi is commonly made using fibers from the bark of the gampi tree, the mitsumata shrub, Edgeworthia papyrifera, or the paper mulberry, but can also be made using bamboo, hemp, rice, and wheat. Artisan papers such as Unryu, Lokta, Hanji, Gampi, Kozo, Sar, and Abaca have long fibers and are often extremely strong. As these papers are floppy to start with, they are often back-coated or resized with methyl cellulose or wheat paste before folding. Also, these papers are extremely thin and compressible, allowing for thin, narrowed limbs as in the case of insect models. Paper money from various countries is also popular to create origami with. This is known variously as dollar origami, orikan, and money origami. It is common to fold using a flat surface, but some folders like doing it in the air with no tools, especially when displaying the folding. Some folders believe that no tools should be used when folding. However, a couple of tools can help, especially with the more complex models. For instance, a bone folder allows sharp creases to be made in the paper easily, paper clips can act as extra pairs of fingers, and tweezers can be used to make small folds. When making complex models from origami crease patterns, it can help to use a ruler and ballpoint embosser to score the creases. Completed models can be sprayed, so that they keep their shape better, and a spray is needed when wet folding. In addition to the more common still life origami, there are also moving object designs. Origami can move in clever ways. Action origami includes origami that flies, requires inflation to complete, or, when complete, uses the kinetic energy of a person's hands, applied at a certain region on the model, to move another flap or limb. Some argue that, strictly speaking, only the latter is really recognized as action origami. Action origami, first appearing with the traditional Japanese flapping bird, is quite common. One example is Robert Lang's Instrumentalists. When the figures' heads are pulled away from their bodies, their hands will move, resembling the playing of music. Modular origami consists of putting several identical pieces together to form a complete model. Often the individual pieces are simple, but the final assembly may be more difficult. Many modular origami models are decorative folding balls, such as kusudama, which differ from classical origami in that the pieces may be held together using thread or glue. Chinese paper folding, a cousin of origami, includes a similar style called golden venture folding, where large numbers of pieces are put together to create elaborate models. This style is most commonly known as 3D origami. However, that name did not appear until Zhua Staff published a series of books titled 3D Origami, More 3D Origami, and More 3D Origami. This style originated from some Chinese refugees while they were detained in America, and is also called Golden Venture folding from the ship they came on. Wet folding is an origami technique for producing models with gentle curves rather than geometric straight folds and flat surfaces. The paper is dampened so it can be molded easily. The final model keeps its shape when it dries. It can be used, for instance, to produce very natural-looking animal models. Size: an adhesive that is crisp and hard when dry, but dissolves in water when wet and becoming soft and flexible, is often applied to the paper either at the pulp stage while the paper is being formed, or on the surface of a ready sheet of paper. The latter method is called external sizing and most commonly uses methylcellulose, or MC, paste, or various plant starches. Pureland Origami adds the restrictions that only simple mountain/valley folds may be used, and all folds must have straightforward locations. It was developed by John Smith in the 1970s to help inexperienced folders or those with limited motor skills. Some designers also like the challenge of creating within very strict constraints. Origami tessellation is a branch that has grown in popularity after 2000. A tessellation is a collection of figures filling a plane with no gaps or overlaps. In origami tessellations, pleats are used to connect molecules such as twist folds together in a repeating fashion. During the 1960s, Chūzō Fujimoto was the first to explore twist fold tessellations in any systematic way, coming up with dozens of patterns and establishing the genre in the origami mainstream. Around the same period, Ronresh patented some tessellation patterns as part of his explorations into kinetic sculpture and developable surfaces, although his work was not known by the origami community until the 1980s. Chris Palmer is an artist who has extensively explored tessellations after seeing the zillage patterns in the Alhambra, and has found ways to create detailed origami tessellations out of silk. Robert Lang and Alex Bateman are two designers who use computer programs to create origami tessellations. The first international convention devoted to origami tessellations was hosted in Brasilia, Brazil, in 2006, and the first instruction book on tessellation folding patterns was published by Eric Jurd in 2008. Since then, the field has grown very quickly. Tessellation artists include Polly Verity, Scotland, Joel Cooper, Christine Edison, Ray Shamp, and Goran Konievote from the USA, Roberto Greta, Italy, Christian Bettens, Switzerland, Carlos Nathan Lopez, Mexico, and Jorge C. Lucero, Brazil. Kirigami is a Japanese term for paper cutting. Cutting was often used in traditional Japanese origami, but modern innovations in technique have made the use of cuts unnecessary. Most origami designers no longer consider models with cuts to be origami, instead of using the term kirigami to describe them. This change in attitude occurred during the 1960s and 70s, so early origami books often use cuts, but for the most part they have disappeared from the modern origami repertoire. Most modern books don't even mention cutting. Strip folding is a combination of paper folding and paper weaving. A common example of strip folding is called the Lucky Star, also called Chinese Lucky Star, Dream Star, Wishing Star, or simply Origami Star. Another common fold is the Moravian Star, which is made by strip folding in three-dimensional design to include 16 spikes. Teabag folding is credited to Dutch artist Tiny van der Plas, who developed the technique in 1992 as a papercraft art for embellishing greeting cards. It uses small square pieces of paper, for example, a teabag wrapper, bearing symmetrical designs that are folded in such a way that they interlock and produce a three-dimensional version of the underlying design. The basic kite fold is used to produce rosettes that are a three-dimensional version of the 2D design. The basic rosette design requires 8 matching squares to be folded into the kite design. Mathematics teachers find the designs very useful as a practical way of demonstrating some basic properties of symmetry. The practice and study of origami encapsulates several subjects of mathematical interest. For instance, the problem of flat foldability, whether a crease pattern can be folded into a two-dimensional model, has been a topic of considerable mathematical study. Several technological advances have come from insights obtained through paper folding. For example, techniques have been developed for the deployment of car airbags and stent implants from a folded position. The problem of rigid origami, if we replaced the paper with sheet metal and had hinges in place of the crease lines, could we still fold the model? Has great practical importance. For example, the Muramap fold is a rigid fold that has been used to deploy large solar panel arrays for space satellites. Origami can be used to construct various geometrical designs not possible with compass and straight-edge constructions. For instance, paper folding may be used for angle trisection and doubling the cube. Technical origami, known in Japanese as origami sekei, is an origami design approach in which the model is conceived as an engineered crease pattern, rather than developed through trial and error. With advances in origami mathematics, the basic structure of a new origami model can be theoretically plotted out on paper before any actual folding even occurs. This method of origami design was developed by Robert Lang, Meguro Toshiyuki, and others, and allows for the creation of extremely complex multi-limbed models, such as many-legged centipedes, human figures with a full complement of fingers and toes, and the like. The crease pattern is a layout of the creases required to form the structure of the model. Paradoxically enough, when origami designers come up with a crease pattern for a new design, the majority of the smaller creases are relatively unimportant and added only towards the completion of the model. What is more important is the allocation of regions of the paper and how these are mapped to the structure of the object being designed. By opening up a folded model, you can observe the structures that comprise it. The study of these structures led to several crease pattern-oriented design approaches. The pattern of allocations is referred to as the circle packing or polygon packing. Using optimization algorithms, a circle packing figure can be computed for any uniaxial base of arbitrary complexity. Once this figure is computed, the creases which are then used to obtain the base structure can be added. This is not a unique mathematical process, hence it is possible for two designs to have the same circle packing, and yet different crease pattern structures. As a circle encloses the maximum amount of area for a given perimeter, circle packing allows for maximum efficiency in terms of paper usage. However, other polygonal shapes can be used to solve the packing problem as well. The use of polygonal shapes other than circles is often motivated by the desire to find easily locatable creases, such as multiples of 22.5 degrees, and hence an easier folding sequence as well. One popular offshoot of the circle packing method is box pleating, where squares are used instead of circles. As a result, the crease pattern that arises from this method contains only 45 and 90 degree angles, which often makes for a more direct folding sequence. Several computer aids to origami such as TreeMaker and Oripa have been devised. TreeMaker allows new origami bases to be designed for special purposes and Oripa tries to calculate the folded shape from the crease pattern. Copyright in origami designs and the use of models has become an increasingly important issue in the origami community, as the internet has made the sale and distribution of pirated designs very easy. It is considered good etiquette to always credit the original artist and the folder when displaying origami models. It has been claimed that all commercial rights to designs and models are typically reserved by origami artists, however, the degree to which this can be enforced has been disputed. Under such a view, a person who folds a model using a legally obtained design could publicly display the model unless such rights were specifically reserved, whereas folding a design for money or commercial use of a photo, for instance, would require consent. The Origami Authors and Creators Group was set up to represent the copyright interests of origami artists and facilitate permissions requests. However, a court in Japan has asserted that the folding method of an origami model comprises an idea and not a creative expression, and thus is not protected under the copyright law. Further, the court stated that the method to folding origami is in the public domain. One cannot avoid using the same folding creases or the same arrows to show the direction in which to fold the paper. Therefore, it is legal to redraw the folding instructions of a model of another author even if the redrawn instructions share similarities to the original ones, as long as those similarities are functional in nature. The redrawn instructions may be published, and even sold, without the necessity of any permission from the original author. The Japanese decision is arguably in agreement with the US Copyright Office, which asserts that copyright does not protect ideas, concepts, systems, or methods of doing something. When we return, napkin folding. Napkin folding is a type of decorative folding done with a napkin. It can be done as art or as a hobby. Napkin folding is most commonly encountered as a table decoration in fancy restaurants. Typically, and for best results, a clean, pressed, and starched square cloth, linen or cotton, napkin is used. There are variations in napkin folding in which a rectangular napkin, a napkin ring, a glass, or multiple napkins may be used. The earliest instruction manual for the artistic folding of napkins was published in 1639 by Meitje Giger, a German meat carver working in Padua, as a part of a series of treatises on culinary arts titled Lettrae Trattati. Napkin folding has a centuries-old history and dates back to the times of Louis XIV of France, the 5th of September 1638, the 1st of September 1715, known as Louis the Great, Louis le Grand, or the Sun King, Le Roi Soleil, who ruled as King of France from 1643 until his death. The shift of the napkin from simply a folded cloth to a folded art object occurred in the 16th century in Florence, Italy, around the same as voluminous clothing, such as balloon sleeves, had become fashionable among the wealthy. Rather than simply laying a tablecloth flat on a table, starched linens were folded into large centerpieces, called triumphs, that could depict a variety of real and mythical animals, natural elements, and architectural forms. A popular gift wedding guests received during this time was a personally folded napkin that distinguished whether they were related to the bride or groom. In the mid-18th century, table-setting practices were so specific that in Germany there were particular traditions on how to fold napkins, display figures at the table, and arrange plates. During this golden age of napkin folding, there was a school in Nuremberg devoted entirely to this art, and butlers had shelves of instructional books to keep up with the changes in the field. Napkin folding in the form of table sculptures began being replaced by porcelain decorations during the 18th century.